Hey everyone, welcome to A Boy and His Dog. That's a podcast. I'm a person, which I guess I'm the boy. I'm Andrew, and then I'm here with Rosie, who is a dog, and she's a little dog. She has 4 feet and otherwise about the normal amount of everything that you would assume a dog has. You probably think dogs already have 4 feet. They do. This isn't a podcast about dogs, but it is a podcast co-hosted by one. But we also have Chloe here with us, and she's normally with us. So really, I guess it's co-hosted by Chloe as well. But I don't know. Hey, what's up?
Hey. Just hanging out with my doggo.
How are you?
Good.
Tired
after a long day of work.
Yeah. We kind of ran into a thing where when we're doing it this way, when this is how we do the podcast, it's hard for us to talk about anything the next week because we don't do anything. We just work all the time.
Yeah.
So really, if we were just like telling stories of our lives, it's like, oh, we ate some food and we just came home. So that's tough. Right? I mean, it is.
So what you're saying is you don't think we're interesting people.
Oh, no. It's not that I don't think we're interesting. I just don't think we probably are. Right?
we're
forced to not be. It's because we work so much.
Hold on. What did you just say?
I don't know. But what I'm getting at is we work so much.
Yeah.
That's basically all we do all week.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't really leave time for there to be anything, of interest. So it's not that we're not interesting.
Well, we did do some interesting stuff this week.
What did we do this week? That is not interesting yet. That could be interesting in the future.
Well, it's interesting. It is interesting.
Yeah, you can tell. You can talk about it.
Well, we went to Hobby Lobby and we got some of those old posters that you had when you were a kid that are like fuzzy and then they come with the markers.
The worst markers ever.
And you color them in. Yeah, we got some of those. And we're going to do them with some glow-in-the-dark Sharpies and put them up.
They're like blacklight Sharpies. Well, yeah. Really, they're like, I think they're blacklight Sharpies. I think.
Yeah. That's going to be fun, though. And they're going to look really cute in the house when we're done with them. And it's just something to do. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
As we do them. Right? I mean, I always still like to color, even as an adult. I remember when I was in college and I was living in the kind of student apartments. One day I was just like, I'm going to go buy some coloring books and a bunch of crayons. And I did. I colored a lot. I was just always coloring. I don't know why. There was something to do that was kind of weird and fun, and I like weird and fun.
It is fun. I've always enjoyed it. It is really fun. I like using colored pencils, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Crayons, I don't like that you...
Wait, how do you say it?
Crayons.
Crayons?
Crayons.
Crayon.
Crayons.
It's a two-syllable crayons. Word.
Yeah, it is a two-syllable word, but it's crayons.
Crayon.
Crayons.
That is not even remotely the proper word.
Crayons.
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 That's crazy.
It's crayons.
Is this an Oregon thing? Or where did you pick up how to say crayons improperly?
I think it sounds West Coast to me. It does, yeah.
I know that's one of those things that people say differently depending where they live.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You gotta make sure you're close enough here.
Oh, sorry.
I just don't want people to just hear me.
Sorry.
And then they're gonna be like, who's he talking to? No one.
A ghost.
A ghost. We're not dead. We didn't die. No one murdered us.
We're not ghosts.
Not yet. No. But no one murdered us yet, and that was great. I'm sure no one was outside, but it was scary. And I listened back to the podcast to try to hear the knocks.
Yeah, we tried.
And they're not there. I get it.
Couldn't hear it.
But
yeah.
We heard them here and they were terrifying.
Yeah. Very sinister.
And it could have been anything. Who knows? It's probably the ferret.
Yeah.
She makes so much, so much noise.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we just had a big ferret cage cleaning day. Mm-hmm. 'Cause normally we'll scoop out the litter and kind of replace it. And this time we kind of took her cage apart. We just did that. That was the worst. 'Cause she's a filthy, disgusting animal.
Yeah.
But also, that cage is just a pain in the butt to deal with.
Yeah.
So we
just
did that.
Just to take apart and then put back together.
Yeah, but it wasn't time so consuming. Bad now that we've done it before.
Yeah, we knew what we were doing.
Oh, man.
It's so nice to have that done, though. And their house smells nice again.
Well, the litter we got new litter, and it has a scent.
Yeah.
It, like, it smells like a laundry detergent. That's
yeah.
what I'm
thinking.
It smells like laundry detergent. Like, it smells fresh. So, that's a plus.
Yeah, it makes that whole corner smell really nice.
And then, since we've moved her food and water bowls, we talked about that last mm-hmm. time. Honestly, the ferret thing has been a lot easier since we've done that.
Totally.
Rosie's here with us.
She's currently trying to climb up on the table again.
Because we let her do it last time for a second. But she's being a lot better. She's really never a bad dog, but, you know, she,
sometimes she's just annoying.
No, she's perfect. Nothing really even crazy with Rosie has happened this week.
She's just being her perfect self.
Yeah, we,
she's being sweet all the time, always wants to snuggle.
We slept in on Friday and Saturday. She enjoyed that.
Yes, she did. This dog can sleep.
Yeah, yesterday... this morning, I kept waking up and she'd be like right in my armpit, like right there.
Yeah.
It was cute. She was cuddling me this morning.
That's the thing that Rosie does. She snuggles into armpits because they're warm.
Yeah. And,
Rosie, you're not getting on the table.
What would you like to say to the world, Rosie? I keep, hoping that the microphone will pick up her sniffing and I don't know if
it
does.
All right, let's give her a moment.
Can you try to get her happy sound recorded?
Her happy sound?
Yeah, could you, like, rub her tummy really? But bring her close to where you can hear it. It's not going to work. She,
Bring it closer.
No, I don't want to move that. Okay. That'll be loud. We've talked about this before, but she doesn't bark very often. The noise that she makes most of the time is this grunting noise. Which she only kind of does when she's happy. And so it's almost like a purr, which is the weirdest thing. But I promise she's a dog. But that's the best thing I can kind of describe it, is like she's purring. I don't know.
I'm trying to pet her and make her do it, but she's not doing it.
What I've been doing a lot of times when she's standing up, I just pet her on her tummy from...
yeah.
Like, while she's standing.
Oh, she just did it.
And she loves it. But, yeah, I don't know, Chloe. Anything happened to you this week that's worth discussing?
Oh, man. Just nothing that's interesting. I made a budget.
Oh, that's so boring.
I know. It's so boring.
So boring.
I'm so boring.
No, budgets are, though. Definitely. Throw those out.
But
don't do
that's,
that.
I mean, that's vacation prep. I'm just making sure that I'm going to have,
vacation prep.
You know,
yeah.
Just planning how much savings I'm going to have.
Yeah, I kind of did. I did that in my head loosely, but I did not put anything to paper.
It's not like I did it in some formal document. I literally grabbed a little page out of my server notebook and wrote in very large, sloppy handwriting. Like, it's nothing...
Yeah, I just sort of in my brain kind of was like, okay, if I'm saving this much, by the time we go, I should have about this much kind of deal.
Yeah.
I
think I need more of a visual. Like,
really?
I need to see it.
I
need to make sure that I've thought of everything.
Oh, I just am lazy and hate math and also task. And so that's just, if I'm not going to do it in my brain, it's just not going to get done. And even when I do it in my brain, it's just kind of like, oh, that's a thing I thought once.
But I'm
really
not
matter.
Willing to deal with the consequences of not planning ahead.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm into them. I just pretend they don't exist, you know? And
so what if you got on vacation and then you were like, oh, I'm out of money. I don't have gas to get home.
I'd figure it out somehow.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I hate to plan ahead of anything. I don't know why, and I've thought about why. I have no idea. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel constricted, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It sounds stupid. But yeah, I don't like it.
Hmm. Andrew, don't plan.
No. And nothing good has happened to me this week. You know, it's been normal.
Just a normal work week.
A normal work week. I bought some records that I shouldn't have bought.
Oh, yeah.
But I did. I traded in some stuff for some records because I had some duplicate DVDs that I bought Blu-rays for. And so I actually traded them. So honestly, nothing. No, not much.
Got rid of Lord of the Rings and Breaking Bad.
Which, because I rebought them in better formats and stuff. So I been trying to price kind of my turntable setup that I want. It's not going well.
Yeah.
I want to suggest to you in the world not to look on things that you can't afford on Amazon, because all that's going to happen is every Facebook ad will be that thing that you can't afford, and it will just try to get you to buy it, and you know you can't, and then you'll get angry. It's all over Facebook now.
Is that what your life is?
All right I now? Have on it, Facebook, is just like tube amps that are like $1,000+, and it's like, well, I can't have that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
I got an ad for a Macintosh turntable.
Yeah.
Yeah, today. That's the first time I saw that one. That one made me mad. So it sucks to don't look at things you can't buy on Amazon, because they'll come back to haunt you on Facebook.
Totally agree. It just makes me feel bad to look at the things I can't afford, so I don't do it.
See, I like it. I like to just look at things that I like or make lists, or that's my wish list on Amazon is so big. Not so much because I'm like, oh, I will expect these things, just because I like to have a list of stuff that's cool. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll just go and like look on my wish list and go like, oh yeah, those are cool things, you know?
Yeah.
It's just bothered me now because of the ads. That's something that normally happens.
I put things on my wish list once I decide there's something I want to save money towards.
Yeah. See, so if normally with my just regular shopping on Amazon, it'd be like, oh, a Blu-ray. And the ad doesn't make me think like, oh, man, I need to buy that. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I can rent that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But with this, it's, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the thing that I really wanted to talk about that we should have talked about last week is pretty uneventful. But we went on a ghost tour.
Oh, yeah.
Which essentially just translates to we went on a kind of a historic tour of downtown Norman, Oklahoma, and they just like told us about the history of it, basically.
And then at the end they said, and maybe they're still here.
Yeah, I mean, there were some stories specifically about people who had died and stuff.
And they still say that he cut hair to the stage.
So I'm torn, though, because I had a lot of fun.
Okay, no, I totally did, too. And I'm making fun of it right now, but I was, like, having a great time.
I was having a great time. But when we really look at what it was, we just went from, we didn't go farther than a block.
Yeah.
Right? We crossed the street one time.
Yeah.
Then we crossed it again, then we came back. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went down a half a block, and that was it.
Yeah, if you're familiar with Norman, we started at the train depot.
The theater.
Yeah.
Then we went to the haircut, the barbershop.
I think after the theater, we went to the post office.
Oh, shit. Okay. Never mind. We actually went a lot farther than I thought. We did go to the post office.
Yeah.
Okay, but then we came back and went to the barbershop. Then back to the theater.
Yep, then back to the theater.
No.
Then he talked about S&B.
We ended up going to... Okay, we did go to more places than I thought. Okay. That's true. Yeah. But it didn't feel like... It felt like we went to like three buildings and it was just like, okay, that's it.
Yeah,
but I thought the stories he told were cool. I mean, even the... Not so much that they're ghost stories, but the true stories, the history was cool.
I'm not, like, into supernatural things at all. Like, I don't have a belief in that area. So that I was really like, I thought it was cool that it was mostly history and not really ghost stories.
Yeah.
Like, I was into that.
I was into it too, but I just felt like, I don't know. If you were to ask me if you should go, I'd be like the guys who are talking to other people in line that were like, no, just don't, just go home.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I have done that since. People have asked me on Facebook about it, and I'm just like, don't go to that. But I had a blast, really. But I was, because I was hanging out with you and Jesse. We were going to bring Rosie, but it just last minute, it was so cold.
It was freezing.
So that sucked. I was not prepared for how cold it was going to be.
Yeah, I got a cup of coffee before we went so that I would warm up. And I got two cups for my coffee, and the lady charged me for two coffees. I was not a happy camper.
But you told her you didn't have two coffees. She'd still charge you for the cup. Well, the cup is what costs the money, they think.
Yeah.
That's how they measure it.
You're probably right.
Because that's how we did it at Sam's. We measured it per cup, not, you know.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, I feel bad. I feel bad because I feel like I've just kind of crapped on this guy's tour. But it was actually a lot of fun.
No, yeah. I enjoyed it. He did a good job.
He did a wonderful job. He was great. He did such a good job. But there just wasn't much to it. And also it was cold and that was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But I did have
like,
a good time.
It was more like history about the criminals and outlaws of Norman.
And there was a pretty gnarly ass story about this guy who killed himself. I enjoyed.
Yeah. That was a crazy story. Like, apparently his wife came down and said, I'm pregnant with our sixth child, even though we're poor as fuck. And then the guy said, okay. And then he, like, stopped cutting his client's hair, walked into the bathroom, and, like, never came out. And they went to check on him, and he had, like, slit his own throat.
He never came out.
And he never stopped, because he still cuts hair in the middle of the night.
Here's the saddest part of that story, is that some dude had half a haircut. That's the worst part of the story. He's probably the only barber in town at the time. Dude had to cut his own hair or something.
Wow.
That's the sad part of the story.
That's really funny, and I never thought about it.
No, I did actually have a great time, but I feel bad. I wish I wouldn't have told people that it sucked as much as I did, because it really didn't suck. But I just feel like $10 was a bit much.
Yeah.
Also, here's my thing. I'm standing next to a group of people in public. You can't charge me for that, but I'm going to pay for it because you're doing your thing and
right?
I want to go.
Like, we're walking on sidewalks. That's what we're doing.
I want to pay you because it was the agreement.
Right.
And
right.
I think you're providing a service, so I get why I would pay you.
Right. But you could totally just not pay. Easily.
I did that when I was in D.C.
Really?
I actually went on a ghost tour in D.C.
Oh, really?
Not on purpose. I was just out and about looking at my own thing, and I hear these people talking in a tour group, and I was like, well, I'm just going to go on this tour. I'll just walk with them. I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it was a ghost tour, and it was fun. I mean, cool. I had a blast, and I learned a lot.
Yeah.
And so I just...
You learned a lot?
I learned a lot.
Oh, okay.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, you're right.
No, what'd I say wrong?
No, it's just funny to me that you used it with the T.
Learned? Oh, man. I didn't even realize what I said. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just funny. It's cute.
No, I didn't notice. But I learned a lot. And, she's laughing at me. No, it was cool. And so I started walking with them and I just kept going. And then once that group went off, I just stayed in the group until I was back where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy was a good tour guide. I learned about the Octagon building.
Mm-hmm.
Which, have you heard of that building?
Mm-hmm.
That is, I guess, where they, what they used as the White House. They've used it for other things, but they used it as a White House when the White House was burnt.
Oh.
I didn't know that, and I got to see that. It was actually really cool.
Wow. They did tell a lot of that. Now I want to look into that.
Yeah. They did tell a lot of, like, the more ghost stories and stuff, but they also did give the history of DC. It was great. And yeah. I didn't, like, cheat the guy. He, at the end, he was only taking donations. I think I gave him, like, $5 or something. Huh. But he deserved it.
Yeah.
If I had more, I would have probably given him more. But I was on tour at the time, so I was...
really broke.
I was really broke. I was really broke before that, and after that up to current, so... I don't know why that was specified. I'm broke.
Broke like normal.
Yeah. But, that was cool. You've been in Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah, I have. I went when I was, let's see, I was probably 13 years old. I went for about 4 days, and we just walked around a lot.
We,
saw what there was to see. Took the subway a little bit around the city.
I didn't know there was a subway.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I did not do that.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you haven't seen House of Cards.
I haven't. I'm excited to go on a trip with you, because we've been to all these places, but never together.
Yeah.
We've been to some places together, but no, I don't know, little kind of big destinations.
Yeah.
Not that this is a huge destination, mm-hmm. But it's still cool. You've never really been there, and I've never been to either city we're going to, so.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Colorado since I was, like, 8, so.
Vacation. It's gonna be so fun.
I asked some questions. I didn't ask any, I didn't ask a question so much as I said people can send in questions to us.
Uh-oh.
Or tell us what to talk about.
Okay.
And I actually got some things. Our page's Facebook. I doubt I got any on there, but I just want to... We do have a Facebook page that you can like us on. And there's also a group that I've started, Boy and His Dog Pod, or you can just search for A Boy and His Dog. But I also started a group on Facebook because I'm on Facebook a lot, so I'm on Facebook just for visual things. And Facebook just sucks. And started a group called Good Animal Things, mm-hmm. which if you can... Find it.
You have to invite members.
You have to invite it. Well, I just do that so we don't get bots in there.
Right.
Just ask to be in the group, and I'll add you. We just post animal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of animal stuff,
for the
Rosie's puppy dog eyes.
but yeah, we just post pictures of Rosie, and we post links from other animals, and people post their own animals, dogs and cats, and. Stuff, and it's just kind of a happy group that you can go on when your Facebook feed is bumming you out. And I tell people, just turn off the notifications. I know notifications are annoying. Just turn them off and just let that get into your news feed, because yeah. you'll still see those.
Yeah.
And it'll just make it happier, make it a little bit better. And we just, that's all we do is post animal stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. I love it so far. I think it's great.
Yeah, there's other groups and stuff that I'm in, and there's other Facebook pages I like for that reason. And I'm slowly hiding things. Like, if someone shares a link from a certain Facebook page, and I'm like, well, that's stupid, I'll just go hide all from that page.
Yeah.
And so I'm starting to get a more positive news feed.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't care. That's not important. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Facebook is just a lot of times kind of a negative place, or just reality totally. Is kind of a negative place. And so right. I just thought, I'm getting on this actively and on purpose,
mm-hmm.
and then I just get bummed out. And so I'm a big, I always say that you control your own content on social media, because a lot of people get upset about their content. Well, you control it. So do things like this. Start hiding things you don't like, and start, you know, joining groups where people post fun stuff or whatever. And so that Facebook, you do it by choice. It becomes something that you realize, like, oh, this is something I get because I control the content. I see what I like.
Totally.
But I can see now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Grayson wants us to talk about, I actually like maps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like, you know, those, like, I used to go to a church where they just had this big ass map.
Yeah.
In one of the hallways, just we to just look at it all the time. That's yeah. where I would stand. And we have one at work.
Yeah.
Where places are.
Yeah.
I like to map out trips that I don't even, it would take me to drive to New York City. And so I look it up on Google Maps for no reason or desire to go to New York City specifically. I just thought, you know, any feelings on maps?
Yeah, well, I moved around. Even before my dad was active duty military, we still just kind of moved around a lot. So it was really cool for me when they introduced the street view on Google Maps, because I was able to go back and see all the places I had lived once again, which was really cool for me.
We used to, when Street View came out, we used to Street View so much.
Yeah.
Just to see what we could find. And yep. Not even that, but even just the satellite. I remember when the satellite first happened.
Yeah.
We would just go and look up people's houses.
Yeah.
Just to see if we could see find them. Mm-hmm. Or we'd try to look at Fort Sill because it's blocked off because it's an army post.
Yeah.
Base post?
Army base on post.
Okay. I don't really know the difference, but I know there is one. But, yeah, we would try to look at that, and you can't. It's all blurred out.
Yeah.
Because, it's a government military place.
Yep.
And then Street View came out. We would just go places. Yeah, we would just go and see buildings with the little orange guy that you could drag down. And
yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I just visited my childhood homes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I don't have anything specifically to talk about, like, the drawing of maps, though. I've never done one. I remember when I was in middle school, one of the funniest things I've ever heard, it's still not funny, really, but I laughed so hard. We had to draw maps of how to get to our house from school, because it was, like, social studies or something. We were learning how to read maps, and so he wanted us to draw a map.
Right, to scale and everything.
Yeah, the best we could, you know. Right, just yeah. He had, like, road maps and stuff, and we would have to draw our own map. And I remember he was going to draw one, too. He was using the board, our teacher, to draw the map of his place, so that way we would get the idea.
Right.
And one of the girls in class was like, "Are you married to him?" Like, out of nowhere. And he was like, "Yeah, but she's not going to be outside on the porch, probably, so I'm not going to draw her my..." It was just a funny answer that he gave.
So I'm not going to draw them.
Daniel asked, milk bones or bacon strips? Sometimes.
Yeah.
They give them at the bank? No, at the pharmacy. She has a box of milk bones right now.
She likes them.
That she's been eating.
But yeah, she probably likes the bacon strips better because they have a meaty flavor.
Yeah, she milk bone that. Probably does.
Really?
I don't know. I've never had milk bone.
It's more like a biscuit. Like
biscuit. I have tried bacon strips.
You have?
Not good. I normally try Rosie's treats just because it's funny.
Gross.
Well, I figure if a dog can eat it, I can eat it. So I just taste it to see what it tastes like. I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's gross.
This is a solid question. I think we need to think about it. How many, Whitney was asking, how many instruments would you need to play to be in a successful one-man band? And I think I know the answer to this.
Okay.
One time, Jared and I, we played in a battle of the bands.
Uh-huh.
And
you just told me about this recently.
I just told you about this recently. And Jared couldn't play it by himself because that technically wasn't a band because it was just him and guitar.
Okay.
So they needed an extra person, and I played kind of percussion with him. So I think to be a one-man band, you have to do three things. If you can do three things, one of them can be singing, then I think you're officially a band.
Okay.
So that was counted as a band.
So do you think that you need a voice?
And I don't even think you have to have a voice. But I think you have to at least be playing three instruments. I think that's what would make you a one-man band.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
According to the Battle of the Band. Oh. We either won or got second place. And I'm 99% sure we won.
Yeah. Bands? That's so cool.
Jared did more than me.
Oh.
and he
jumping up on the table.
Wanted to split the money. And I was like, no, you did it. Don't.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I wasn't.
You're like, anxiety.
I was not even follow-up question that has nothing to do with it. Do you think it tickles when chameleons... I could be wrong on this.
Okay.
But I actually read about it because I was confused and I felt like it was a little... I think it's not a camouflage thing. It's more of an emotion thing. Octopus actually use camouflage, but I think how they use it is more of an emotion. I think it's on what they're around.
Okay.
As far as their color.
Right, right.
And
so they change color based on what's going on internally, not externally.
Yeah, so I don't think they're like, but when they change other colors, I don't think it's actually a camouflage thing. And we're in animals. Certain animals will change color. And then can fish get the flu? I don't know.
No idea.
Don't know.
Poor fishies.
This is a good question. Can dogs be terrorists?
Dogs cannot be terrorists because terrorism is using them to do that.
I think a dog would try, but I don't think a dog would be successful. Salad dressing? I would say ranch, probably.
Yeah. Because dogs...
That's exactly what it was. Derek asks, what things are best in life?
Word. I just noticed Rosie got some more gray hair. She's getting old.
Where is she getting gray?
White right there.
A lot of times it's hard to see the gray in her hair unless the light is... In the morning, the way the light shines in the window, mm-hmm. I just see the gray in her face more than I... More even, but I don't think so.
Our old lady's getting...
I'm not going to... Jesse asked a question.
Oh, what did he ask? Oh, I know he asked.
Jesse's wrong about a lot of things. Uh-huh. And
a lot of things.
Most things, but specifically quantum physics, which I know way more right. than him about. So dumb. That.
Well, he's just...
I can't explain them to him because he had things to do. And so that... I'm not going to even get into his question, but I'll just put that out there for all to hear. All
right. So, with that being said, what was Jesse's question?
Not even going to get it. You liked it.
Because it was funny.
Yeah. Do you really not remember it? Okay. He says, how does it feel knowing that I am way more success and the rest of the family looks down on you for it?
Oh, my God. The part about the rest of the family looks down on you, that...
A bunch of questions.
My mom? Oh, yeah. Good Lord. Let me see.
Don't do that. I asked one. Being ambushed. I'm going to ask you this one and... I think we both...
Purple. Yeah.
She's always had a purple collar since... And her original harness was purple.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
Yeah.
And honestly, she's been losing some weight. It might be time for her to get a new one.
Some chunk on her.
I don't think Rosie would go in with the plan, is the thing. I think she'd go in. It could be anyone. Could be anyone. I don't think I could really specify.
She would go with her gut on the day.
Yeah, Rosie's a wild card. You can't...
It speaks for her.
You're right. But I'd like to poll dogs and see who they... I wonder who they would like better.
I wonder who the pro dog candidate is.
I don't know. I'll tell steaks hidden away somewhere.
Oh, I think you're probably right.
I think they'd love it. I think dogs... And
Rosie wants a Trump steak.
Rosie's...
Oh, she could.
This is a question that's actually, I think, worth talking about. And then
can
I'll
you
get
hear
to the
Rosie's happy sounds.
I'm gonna ask. I'll ask another again from your mom. What does Rosie want to do when she grows up?
She wants to be a dog treat critic.
I like that idea. Now this question is cool. What does Rosie dream about?
Oh, man. A lot of times she barks in her dreams.
See, that's why I wanted to talk about it. Rosie is all... She'll bark in her sleep, or she'll, like, whine and cry in her sleep. And when she does that, she gets loud. I'll wake her up.
She might have nightmares. Either she's having nightmares, or she's having dreams about, like, hunting.
Yeah, sometimes I think she does have nightmares because she's crying. Yeah. And so, yeah,
she does cry sometimes.
I wake her up anytime, and she just kind of takes a minute to realize where she is, and she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, if I hear her crying, I wake her up.
But yeah,
Yeah, I think she does have nightmares.
One time, when she barks in her sleep, normally it's just a little bark.
Yeah.
A little rough.
A little yip.
And she keeps going. one time she woke up, it was me and her on the couch, and you were either asleep or you were not here. Mm-hmm. And she just wakes up barking. Mm-hmm. Barking at something. And she's under a blanket. And so she doesn't know where she's at or who she's barking at. But she just wakes up barking. And I have to pull the blanket off of her. And she's like, oh.
She was like really confused.
Okay. It's, I'm just home.
Oh, Rosie, you're so silly.
Yeah. Silly so dog. She definitely does dream. But she doesn't do the thing where a lot of dogs do where they look like they're running.
No, she doesn't do that.
But Rosie doesn't run very often.
No, Rosie never runs.
No, she tried to run off the other day, a couple days ago.
Okay, she only runs when she gets to go to Andrew's parents' house.
I had to chase her down. So she took off. But I don't know. I definitely think she dreams a lot, though. Yeah, definitely. She dreams all the time because she's making noises in her sleep. She
sleeps all the time.
That too. But I don't know. What do you think dogs actually dream about? What do you think our sad dreams are about?
Maybe about us? Like, leaving, going to work?
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe she maybe dreams about dreaming like, being about abandoned. When
she was in the pound and yeah, whoever maybe left her.
Because I'm thinking, like, the times that she gets sad or when she's not getting attention, when she feels like she's not being looked at, that's when she cries.
Yeah, so okay.
Maybe that she dreams about that.
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's crazy.
It's a weird thing to think about. Yeah. Thanks. But she does. She's always making noise. Yeah. I bet she does have dreams. She's hunting or chasing something.
She is a little hound doggy after all.
I don't know. Probably just dreams about food, getting food, eating food. She's been really good for this.
Yeah.
Last week she was a jerk. Like,
she's sitting on my lap, and her paws are kind of scratching my legs, but...
Do I need to cut her fingernails again?
I think it's about that time.
Oh, no. She's actually pretty good with that.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to really mind that much. She doesn't like it, but she'll deal with it.
She'll deal with it. She's a good girl.
But she's been so quiet and not trying to get on the table much.
No, because she...
Last time, though, to be fair, last episode, you had a full plate of food.
This time the plate's empty. I already ate.
So, I think last time she was definitely trying to eat because there's something to eat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sweet dog.
She is so sweet. Yeah. We. Next episode, I should have something really cool to. As a part of the episode, but I don't know yet, so I don't want to say what it is.
Ooh, it's a secret, ooh, but I know what you're talking about. A secret. Ooh, secret. But it's going to be really cool.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I'm excited. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot shorter podcast, which has been nice for me.
Yeah.
Because they're not an hour long. Just a little, it's little, really difficult to check-ins. To speak with... for an hour in most situations.
Yeah.
Which maybe that just means I'm super boring. I don't know, but it's hard.
It doesn't always have to be that long.
No.
It doesn't always have to be
so long. No. I listen to some podcasts that I like them, but they go an hour and a half, hour and a half plus, 2 hours.
Yeah, that's really long.
And it's painful.
Yeah, that's really long. I can't sit and listen to it for that long.
Yeah, well, I usually listen to it, over 3 or 4 days in the car.
Right.
On the way home and stuff. But, I don't know, my phone died. My phone is gone.
Yep.
I had my phone finally kind of just quit on me. So I have to get a new phone or get a new battery for my phone. The thing is, I don't use it properly. I don't let it die and then charge it. I use it while it's charging all the time. And I just have too much crap on my phone, too. It's too much space is full. Yeah, it's the worst.
I'm going to have to put Rosie down. She is scratching my legs
up. Put her down.
All right.
She'll be fine.
Sorry, Rosie. Sorry, Rosie. My poor legs.
Chloe has to work on Friday, everyone. Mm-hmm. And that means we probably won't get to go see Dan Deacon. For free.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I can get my shift covered.
If you can't, you can't.
Yeah.
I may have to go up there anyway to get my phone fixed.
Oh, man. I hope I can go then. I'll try.
Okay. Let me know as soon as you can.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We'll talk about real things on here.
Sure.
Because I have to make an appointment at the Apple Store.
Okay.
So if you can, that will depend on what time I go.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah, if you can let me know within a couple of days or maybe tomorrow sometime, that would rule.
Okay.
Yeah, Dan Deacon is playing at Metro Music Fest in Oklahoma City with a bunch of other bands. But I'm excited to see Dan Deacon because I've never gotten to see him live before.
We went to that last year and it was a lot of fun. We saw Broncho last year.
Yeah, and Stardeath and I don't know, a bunch of bands. Oh, Shiny Toy Guns.
Shiny Toy Guns, yeah.
I can't believe I forgot that.
Yeah, that was really fun.
But yeah. They played
acoustic.
I was about to say it's mostly just local bands, but actually they were all local bands for Oklahoma City.
Yep.
But Dan Deacon's headlining it this year.
Where's he from?
I don't know where he's from, actually. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I like him.
No, that'll be cool. And then we got, after that, that is the 8th. And I need to give me your phone. My phone is missing, apparently. Oh, there it is. I have my work phone because I'm on call, but my phone is still dead. So, yeah, that's this weekend. The next Friday is when Will and I are going to eat the giant pizza.
Ooh, pizza day.
Are
you ready?
No. At this place in Lawton called Fat Boys Pizza. They have a pizza called the Gut Buster, and I think it's like 28 inches. I don't know. But it's, you win $300 if you can eat it. And you do teams of two, and you have an hour to eat the whole thing. And we're going to try that for a news story.
I think you guys can do it.
I think we can do it. But no, I'm not excited about it. It's going to be terrible.
I've
eaten a bunch of food for things like that before, and it's the worst.
So are you going to drink while you're doing it, or are you going to try to have no liquid?
I'm going to drink sparingly.
Yeah.
The trick is to use a drink to your advantage. You don't want to drink so much that it's filling you up, or that you're going to have to pee a lot or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you do want to drink a little bit every now and then just to kind of help you eat.
Yeah.
So yeah, just use that sparingly.
Okay.
And then the next weekend is Norman Music Festival. Rosie! You son of a bitch.
Rosie!
Chloe, tell her.
Oh, Rosie. You bad girl. Did you just pee on my floor? Well, now I have to clean this up.
Rosie, no.
Bad timing.
Oh, this good dog that was so good just looked me in the eyes and peed on the floor. Rosie, no, get away from me. You're in trouble. You know what you did. So I'm going to end this. It was about time to go anyway. The week after that, we have Edge Fest. We just have a lot of shows in April that we're going to go to. A lot of fun things.
Rosie just needs attention all the time. And just because I set her down like a minute ago, she decided to pee on the floor and protest.
Rosie, when she pees in the floor, it's never because she has to pee. If we left her alone in the house all day, she wouldn't pee in the floor. She's a very good dog. She knows not to go. But she likes to get mad at us when we're not paying 100% attention to her and pee. So I'm going to go help Chloe clean up the pee-pee. And thanks for listening. We'll talk about the pizza thing later. Get more into detail in that. Kind of not looking forward to it. And we'll see if my phone works. We're just going to do a shout out, of course, to JD Adams for a logo, which is awesome. And if you haven't seen it, please go to our Facebook page or subscribe to us on iTunes. If you're listening to us on WordPress, subscribe to us on iTunes and like, rate and review us, but say good things, because Rosie deserves it. But yeah, go to the Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/boyandhisdogpod, and you can see the logo that he made for us, which is a drawing of me holding Rosie, which I like a lot. And he made, like, banners and everything for our WordPress and Twitter, and so I'm excited about that. We're also on Twitter, but that's the same thing. And then our WordPress, iTunes, so it doesn't matter, but if you want to start listening online and you are us.com, and yeah, join the group. I'll post it on Facebook, and I think it'll help make your day better. Yeah, see ya. Chloe's back. Say bye.
See you later.